Chapter 2. The Luck of the Draw. Sometimes the gods smile on a politician. Sometimes they turn away. More so than the best-made plans, it's often the bends of fortune that change the history of man and country. How improbable was it that after retiring from political life in 1979 with no historic achievement, Pierre Trudeau would be ushered back to power to give the country the Charter of Rights and Freedoms? Only an intervention of the gods, Deus ex machina, could do it. In this case, the Tories of Joe Clark miraculously squandered their minority government because they couldn't count votes. The Northern Magus was back in business. How many fewer majorities would Jean Chrétien have won if the Tory party in 1993 had not dissolved itself into a dew, staging the biggest collapse of any party in the country's history? A decade-long division of the right into two warring factions ensued. The little warrior from Shawinigan breezed into the history books. By age 40, Stephen Harper was heading up a small right-wing lobby group of no particular consequence called the National Citizens Coalition. Harper had quit as an MP, had burned bridges, had little in the way of a political support network, peanuts for financial resources, and if he had anything resembling personal allure, few had noticed. "People believe Harper's cold," observed the old Tory John Crosby. "And he is cold. He doesn't have human warmth. He's not able to even work a room." "Work a room?" said Rod Love. "You've got to be kidding. Harper could never work a room. Trying to watch him work a room was just painful. The guy was hopeless." The thought of this brainy, sunless figure of the hard right becoming prime minister within a few years, barring some unimaginable developments, a deus ex machina, or several of them, was not to be taken seriously. The unlikely developments, a striking run of fortune, would begin in 2002. Before that time, Harper demonstrated character traits that showed him more inclined to receding than leading. Not many politicians make their way by acts of disengagement.